I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Because Montana's Secretary of State Linda McCullough is term-limited, Republican Corey Stapleton and Democrat Monica Lindeen will face each other in the general election to replace her. Secretary of State duties include interpreting state election law, overseeing elections, and serving on the Board of Land Commissioners. Corin Cates Carney recently sat down with the candidates to discuss how they would serve as the next Secretary of State. Here's his conversation with Corey Stapleton. We'll run his interview with Monica Lindeen tomorrow.
Corey Stapleton, thanks for taking the time coming by Montana Public Radio. First of all, if you could just maybe introduce yourself to voters.
I'm Corey Stapleton. I'm running for Secretary of State. Just came out of the primary. I didn't have an opponent, so I'm pretty excited about the fall campaign. And I live in Billings now. I grew up in Great Falls. Both my wife and I are from Great Falls. And after spending 11 years in the Navy and 8 years in the state Senate, we're making a fun run here. I think it's going to work out well. Looking forward to serving the state and the people and just things I also look forward to, but things that in my past actually are very connected to my past.
And why do you want to be Montana's next Secretary of State?
Well, I think we have such not just an opportunity, but an obligation to put great people in, you know, up for office. I used to see this in the state Senate. I was the chairman of our recruiting committee, and we were always looking for good people. You know, it's not always the case that the good people show up and run, and Montanans can be thankful that with term limits. We have a lot of turnover. You're always looking for good people, and I certainly want to use my experience, my leadership experience. I'm a Naval Academy graduate. I know how to lead with people and listen to people.
And what are some of those things that you want to accomplish?
Well, I think there continues to be some challenges. We have gone through, and this isn't just confined to Secretary of State. Yeah, the word is disruptive. The technologies across not just government but also the private sector have been very disruptive, primarily through the Internet. And the Secretary of State's office is no different. We've completely consolidated. I would hate to see us get to where, like, the state of Oregon went to for a couple reasons. You know, Oregon is an all-mail-in ballot. There's a lot of danger in that.
Can you expand on that?
Yeah. So the concept, and this is sort of my naval officer background, on a ship we always had, you always wanted redundancy in systems because things always go wrong. You know, this could be on a ship, you know, for example, fires or loss of power or whatever. So you always have redundancy in a system. And I believe that's very true, that we should have redundancy. If you ever go to a completely electronic system or a place where all the votes are counted in a single location or a single node, there lies an incredible opportunity for something to go wrong. And so my point is we're not there, and I think we should not go there.
It seems that over the years that absentee balloting is within Montanans has become more popular.
Right.
Would it come to a point where, you know, you say you'd like that redundancy, that Montana voters just would prefer an all absentee system? And then what would happen there just if the trend keeps going that way? Would you keep that in place?
I would advocate that we'd always have physical locations and that we must always keep that.
After you termed out of the state Senate, you ran for the office of governor in the U.S. House and unsuccessful in those bids in the primary, losing out to the other Republican opponents there. What kind of about those races maybe informed your campaign this time around?
You know, I still don't have the answers. I wish I could tell you. Probably my biggest takeaway and maybe how I've changed is I care less about pleasing people and want to just be myself and be a good person and communicate how I would run for office and quit trying to please, you know, the different factions, because you can't please everyone. And if I can't win by being who I want to be and want to lead, then I'm okay with that.
And so what are those kind of specific goals that you want? If you were elected going to the Secretary of State's office, what specifically do you want to accomplish?
We have a shortage of people who share vision. We have a shortage of people who take courageous stands on the important things, partly because of the what I would call the stupidity of the political correctness era that we live in right now. People, what I hear, people out on the street are really sick of that. So what I would like to do is be a leader, not just for our party, but for our state, that will say and do what needs to be said and done, even if, you know, having an uncanny knack for telling the truth can get you in trouble. Ultimately, Montana can be better off.
And how does that kind of mindset influence duties as the position of the Secretary of State?
Well,
and kind of what policies and or actions that mindset would then eventually influence?
Well, you're limited to some extent. Again, you're defined by law what you do. You know, overseeing elections, there's really no room for a whole lot of anything. You follow the law. You keep records. You try to help people get turnout. The land board, business services, I can come forward with some innovations, some ideas. Trying to help small businesses is something that I'd like to do. I have a passion around that. And so what I hope to do as Secretary of State, and I don't have, you know, I'm not dreaming up ideas or wasting time. I'm just saying, as opportunities come up and there are things that need to be addressed, I want to be someone that can take a stand on those. And sometimes, even if they're unpopular.
Are there specific things that you're seeing in done by the Secretary of State's office now that, if elected, you would change?
Our current Secretary of State's Linda McCullough. She's term limited out, and she's been in elected office for 16 years. Nice gal. Her style's quiet. You know, she doesn't make waves, and I don't have any issue with it. That's her style. I'm a little different than that. I bring a lot of energy. I by comparison, my guess is I'll be more present out in the state. You know, I've talked to several of the county elections offices, and they've said, you know, in 8 years they've seen her once, you know, that she's come to their office. So, you know, I would anticipate being a little more hands-on and being out, and but that could be just a function of my, you know, caffeinated state or my I'm a little younger, and you know, I like to get out and do that. So, but that doesn't make me less or more effective. It's just a difference in style. I actually like like what she's done electronic, the website. I follow the elections. Personally, when I look at stuff, I look at her site and think that she's done a great job there. In many ways, I would continue on some of the good work that's going on there.
Something that the Secretary of State's office has been working on the past year or so is kind of improving voter access in for Native American communities.
Mm-hmm.
And just wanted to get your thoughts on how that effort might continue or maybe be improved under your watch.
Yeah, I'm a little confused on what they're actually doing and who's paying for it. So I'm a student on the issue more than having an opinion. My initial opinion is this. I like the idea of getting more voter turnout. That makes a lot of sense in a concept. But if you're talking about preferential treatment for certain counties, then I have an issue. So are we talking about something legitimate or is it symbolic? I'm skeptical of change that doesn't allow us to treat all 56 counties the same.
And is that happening right now? Is there pretty good equal access for voting in the counties?
You know, I've been to all 56 counties, and because, you know, as we mentioned, I've run statewide before. I've been through them many times, and I will say that if there was a problem, I would have probably heard of it right now. So, yeah, I think that the 56 counties, there is a lot of consistency. My interest as Secretary of State is having a consistent, fair 56-county system that I could defend, and that you could give me any county and not tell me the name of the county, and I could tell you what our system and process was, regardless of the number of voters and regardless of whether or not people want preferential treatment based on the color of their skin. Or, you know, whatever. The point is that if we have a real problem and people are being denied the ability to vote, then we're going to get out there and we're going to change that.
Corey Stapleton is running as a Republican for Montana's position of Secretary of State. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
That was Republican candidate for Secretary of State Corey Stapleton speaking with MTPR's Corin Cates Carney. Stapleton faces Democrat Monica Lindeen in the November election. Her interview will run tomorrow on MTPR. I'm Eric Whitney.